In the gospel reading today, we hear a couple of times the same statement, "Well done, good and faithful servant, because you have been faithful over a few things, I will set you over many." And so each one of us can ask ourselves, if we were to stand before our Lord right now and present to him what we have done, would he be able to look at us and say, "Well done, good and faithful servant"? Probably in many ways we could not. And yet at the same time, when we look at this, we recognize that this is just one situation. In other words, the master had given money to these men, and they were able to increase it and bring it back. This isn't saying in any way, shape, or form that they were living a good life. It's not saying that they were holy. It's not saying anything. It just simply says in this one area, they had shown themselves to be industrious. They had shown themselves to be faithful. And so maybe in our lives there is an area or two that we can look at it and say, this is what I'm doing well. But now we have to look a little bigger, because while it's not in this one of the other gospels, it talks about how I will set you over five cities and over two cities. Well, that's a lot of responsibility. And there's way more to essentially being the mayor of a city than being able to raise money. And so the question is, do they have what it takes? Maybe they can do okay with the finances, but what about the rest of it? And so that's where we have to look at ourselves. It's like, okay, we have a few areas in our lives, perhaps, that we do very well, and we can actually look at our Lord and say, this is what you gave me, and here's what I can give you back. But then there are a bunch of other areas where we maybe are saying, yeah, this is what you gave me, and not doing so well with it. Those are the areas that the Lord is going to ask us to be able to develop. Because while these guys were good at trading with the money, so that doesn't mean they're good administrators, that doesn't mean they're going to be a good example, that doesn't mean that they're moral, that doesn't mean any of that. And so if they're going to be entrusted with a great deal, there's a lot more that they're going to have to develop, not just that one area. And so it is with us. If we are doing pretty well in an area, God is going to give us more. And he's going to ask us to develop more virtue in more areas, not just in that one. It's not, as we recognize with this, it wasn't a matter that, all right, I gave you 5 talents worth of money and you gave me 5 more than I gave you, so now I got 10. So in that case, I'll give you 10 talents and see if you can get 20, or I'll give you 20 and see if you can get 40. That's not what was going on here. They showed themselves faithful in one area, and beyond the money, they obviously showed themselves to be honest in the sense that they brought the money back and gave it to the man and so on. They weren't taking it for themselves. But then you look at the rest of their lives. We don't know what that was like. The same is true for us. God isn't just going to give us more in the one area that we do well. He's going to say, well done, good and faithful servant. You're doing well in this area, so now I'm going to trust you with more. I'm going to ask you to develop the other virtues that you need to be able to take on more. Not just in that area, but in other areas in your life. And that's what we can all expect that he's going to do. Because otherwise, we become like those people that were slaves in those ships that were rowing all the time, and half of their body was really big, and the other half wasn't, depending on which side they sat on. Well, God doesn't want you to be good at one thing. He wants you to be a saint, which means to be well-rounded in all of the virtues, not just one or two of them. So if you're doing well in one or two, praise God. Now he's going to entrust you with more. And as you can develop those, then he's going to give you yet more, because you're showing yourself faithful in the effort that you're making. If you're praying and you're working at it and doing what you're supposed to be doing, he's going to bless you for that. But it's also what he's going to ask, because a lot of us, let's be honest, we take some of the talents God gave us and we bury it in the ground. And while the reading didn't tell us what happened to the guy who buried it in the ground, we all know what happened to the guy who buried it in the ground. I think it was something like, "You worthless, lazy lout," or something like that, that the master had to say. So again, it's not just do okay with the things that you do okay with and just ignore the rest. Like, no, God wants growth in us. He wants us to use what he's given, and he wants us to be able to develop that so that we can give it back to him, which again tells us where the motive has to be. These guys with their money weren't just simply saying, "Look, I got 5 talents. If I can trade with this, I can get more, and then I will have 10. No, they looked at it and said, "The master has given me 5 talents. If I trade with it, the master gets 10. It's not about what I get. I am serving the master. So that's where our motive needs to be. Again, some of us, we can admit that we have these abilities and talents, and maybe we don't use them for the glory of God, but rather for our own glory. And so we have to be able to look at that and say, "I need to change my disposition. Maybe I'm doing well with this particular area as far as functioning in that area, but maybe I'm not doing so well with my disposition because it's too selfish. And therefore I want to do this out of love for God." So whatever it is, just know that the Lord is going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And the better you become at something, the more he's going to give you. Sometimes we get swamped under it. Sometimes we feel crushed. But that's only because he knows you can handle it. So he's not going to make it easy. We would think, well, if I can do this, then I'm on easy street. Not when you're working with God. That just means he's going to give you more, and it's going to be a challenge. But you know what? The 5 talents was a challenge for the guy who had the 5 talents. The 2 was a challenge for the guy with the 2. We're told he gave to each one according to his ability. So God is going to give you according to your ability. And remember, when we're talking about virtue, you have to use 100% of the virtue you've already developed in order to grow in virtue. So he knows the ability you have, and he's going to ask you to use it all, to push forward with what you can do. In other words, this guy with the 5 had the ability to get 5 more, but it probably wasn't easy. He had to use all of his ability to be able to do that. That's what we're going to have to do too, whatever it is that God is asking of us. So something to look at in our lives. Where are the areas that we're doing well, but what's God asking? Is he looking at my motives and my dispositions? Is he looking to develop other areas? What is it that he wants, and how well am I cooperating? If he can say, "Well done, good and faithful servant," about this, am I really now being faithful with the more that he's giving me? Or am I just saying, "I've done enough. I can rest. I can sit back on my laurels"? When you're dealing with God, he never allows that. Always wants to keep pushing more, because he wants us to love more. He wants us to be more holy. And so it's ultimately, we have to be doing it for him, but he's doing it for us. And so it all becomes a matter of the charity. That's what it's all about. So keep pushing. Keep looking at what God is asking. Keep striving to cooperate. We have to pray for the grace, because we are dependent on God. We have to do our part. We have to do 100% of our part. And then we have to rely on God for the rest. That's a challenge. It's exhausting. It's difficult. And yet, the reward is extraordinary, because the reward is God Himself.